everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Wednesday, August 15th upon us, 2012. The August heat wave is now over. Yahoo! And the summer rains are back. Today has a decidedly tropical feel to it, and I'll take that. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are live streaming the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at kvoi.com. And you can hear our program anytime, anywhere by visiting any one of four websites, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and our latest addition to the portfolio, and we are happy for it, GVNews.com. That's the website for the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. There is a link on their homepage to the Buckmaster Show. We are live noon to one each weekday. We will kick things off with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes heads the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. 30 minutes past the hour, a newsmaker interview with Congressman Ron Barber. Then we'll close out the show with Jack Challum. Jack appears on our show every month. He is known as the nutrition reporter. So we have a decidedly healthy show lined up for the next hour with a little bit of politics in the middle. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or our wonderful producer Rosemary Brandt monitors the Buckmaster Show Facebook page, so you can always send us a question on Facebook. Dr. Victoria Mazes now joins me, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, a professor of medicine, family, and community medicine and public health at the University of Arizona. Dr. Mazes, who comes on our program, and we are thankful she does once a month, is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine. She is, seems like, always on the lecture circuit worldwide. You've got a lot of frequent flyer mileage, don't you,
Victor? They're building up.
Building up, and she delights in talking about health to many groups around the world. She loves to talk about integrative medical education, women's health, healthy aging, nutrition, and cancer. She is also the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Victoria, how are you today?
Great. It's a pleasure to be here.
Did you get any rain at your house last night?
Lots and lots, and it was fabulous.
Nice, wasn't it? Got rid of the heat wave. Op-ed piece in today's Wall Street Journal. This comes on the heel of a piece in Time. There have been other stories about that we do have a doctor shortage looming, and we've been at, this is something that's really been coming out for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's now becoming more of a problem, in part because of a wonderful thing, which is that more people will have health insurance, and so they'll want a primary care doctor.
But this is going to be a problem because not only will there be fewer doctors, but doctors aren't going in generally to general kind of practice.
Yes, there are fewer and fewer doctors going into primary care, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that. Most doctors graduate from medical school with enormous debt at this moment in time, and subspecialists earn more. And so doctors are now considering, will they be able to pay back their loans? They look at quality of life, and they see that primary care doctors seem to work very long hours and have a lot of call, and dermatology looks more appealing.
Specialties do pay more. That's the bottom line, too.
Yes, they certainly do. Primary care is at the lower end of payment. And, you know, people don't choose their specialty necessarily on what they're going to earn. I think people go into medicine for mostly the right reasons, idealistic reasons, wanting to serve, wanting to help others. But they, of course, do have to have some consideration. Will they be able to pay back the loans that they're taking out? So one of the things that has been slated to be in the Affordable Care Act is to help with loan repayment, especially if you go into underserved areas. And I think this is a wonderful strategy because it does take away that factor of deciding what area of medicine you're going to go into based on having $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 in debt.
The U of A College of Medicine, Dr. Mazes, as you know, held the annual white coat ceremony last week. This is the class, the incoming class of 117 future physicians. Now, is that about the number that is usually a little over 100 for the future
docs?
Yes,
it's grown a bit, and the white coat ceremony is a beautiful ceremony in which the humanistic qualities that one looks for in a physician are honored, and the ritual of bestowing the white coat is linked to the ways in which one would hope doctors would behave, and empathic and compassionate, and really putting the needs, the highest needs of the patient first.
And integrative medicine, that area continues to grow in terms of popularity and interest?
Absolutely. In fact, we have now a distinction tract so that students who are matriculated at the University of Arizona's College of Medicine can elect to follow a four-year course of study and graduate from medical school with distinction in integrative medicine.
And there are more schools around the country offering integrative medicine.
Yes, there are more and more. There's a consortium of academic health centers for integrative medicine. It now has 52 members. So that's a very large percentage, about 40% of the colleges of medicine across the country that now have a commitment to integrative medicine. But I wanted to say one other thing. And, you know, this shortage of primary care doctors, I hope, will force us to not try to maintain business as usual. You know, I hope that it'll lead us toward more team-based care, towards creating patient-centered medical homes, towards offering some of our care in groups, because we know there's great value in peer support.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I hate to say misery loves company, but if you are a patient with a particular problem, it is nice to have support from others who have that same problem.
Well, yes, and remember that the real epidemic we're facing in our country is an epidemic of chronic diseases, and much of that is due to lifestyle factors. So we know from programs like Weight Watchers or AA that it's actually easier sometimes to make the kind of lifestyle changes, whether it's increasing your exercise or making changes to the way you eat, reducing your stress, that it's easier to do that when you're working on it with a group of people who are facing the similar challenge rather than having a doctor tell you what to do. That's not necessarily the most effective way to go forward.
Yeah, I think someone ordering you or telling you the way it should be, that can really backfire, can't it?
It can, and we actually have studies that show that it can actually increase people's resistance to change. And so working with others who have a similar challenge and are facing it and sorting the strategies and coming up with their own ideas of how to make change and supporting one another as they do turns out to be very effective.
There is a big economic issue when people cannot find a primary care physician, and they need to see a doctor. You know, and I know where they turn. They turn to hospital emergency rooms.
Absolutely, and that's the costliest way to get care, and certainly that's an enormous problem for our healthcare system. We don't want people getting their primary care in emergency rooms.
Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a health-related question, 790-2040, 790-2040. It's no surprise, Dr. Mazes, that most Americans are not getting 8 hours of sleep. I think the average now is less than six, and that's just not good. It's not good for your body.
It is not good for your body. In fact, we know that having chronic sleep deprivation can cause all kinds of health problems, and I don't know that everyone's aware of this. For example, it increases the chances that you're going to be obese. It increases your risk of diabetes and heart disease. It increases the risk of depression and substance abuse, and maybe not so surprisingly, people have more car accidents if they're sleep deprived.
How many hours of sleep do you think that would be recommended? Try to get at least 7?
Well, it's a great question. And yes, in general, we know that adults need between 7 and 8 hours of sleep a night. Of course, babies get a lot more. Teenagers actually need more than that. But there's going to be a range. Some people feel well with less, but the majority of people will actually need between 7 and 8 hours.
How about sleep enhancements? What can you do to improve your sleep?
Well, I think that there are many, many things we call this good sleep hygiene that you can do. So, for example, you can establish for yourself a pretty consistent bedtime and waking time, and you can keep to it on the weekends too. You can have special rituals that you might do before you go to bed. People, for example, might take a hot bath, which is soothing and relaxing. You can listen to quiet music. What you don't want to do is to watch, you know, an emergency room show on television or the news, perhaps. And a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and one of the things that your colleague, Dr. Andrew Wild, advocated early on one of his books, I can't remember which one, is to take actually a news, TV news kind of holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. A news fast is what he called
fast.
It. I think that can be very important for some, but I think particularly not to have those very stimulating images in your brain right when you're trying to go to bed. So the 10 o'clock news is probably a bad idea for most of us.
Have a question coming in. What about REM? Is it REM cycles? Is it true that you should map your sleep time into hour and half hour intervals, as in 6 hours or 7.5 hours?
So REM sleep,
REM,
where you have rapid eye movements, is part of normal sleep architecture. Normal sleep consists of periods where you dream, and then you have those rapid eye movements, and also periods where you're not dreaming. And there's actually different depths of sleep where you're not dreaming. I think that you don't have to calculate the number of hours. Your body is pretty wise. In fact, I think many people set an alarm and then notice that they wake up minutes before their alarm.
That's happened to me it's almost, if I do set an alarm, I don't like to do it, but I will wake up just a few minutes before.
Right, right. So there's a wisdom of the body, and I think the same is true in terms of the REM sleep, that you don't have to calculate an exact number. But remember that most people need 7 to 8.
And, of course, a lot of people like to take kind of what they call a power nap, maybe 20 minutes. A lot of people swear by it.
So napping turns out to be really, really good for you. Shorter rather than longer.
Less than an hour.
Yes. In fact, 20 to 30 minutes seems to be, for most people, the right amount that seems to energize. And actually, there have been some recent studies where they've let people who work at night, shift workers, take naps. And it turns out that they are more alert and they're able to perform better. In daytime jobs as well, you know, that normal circadian rhythm where you start to feel sleepy in the afternoon, if your job allows for it, napping turns out to be a really great strategy.
We continue with Dr. Victoria Mazes after we hear from the fine people who support the Buckmaster Show. Please support these people. They believe in what we're doing, and we would love you to support them. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes comes into the program once a month, and we are very thankful for that. We're talking about sleep, folks who, and a lot of us, just do not get enough sleep. You know, the whole bedroom that you set up and the atmosphere, your environment in your bedroom, I think has a lot to do with the quality of sleep you're going to get.
I completely agree. I think that if you can create a bedroom environment that is really conducive to sleep, so that means you want a room that's dark, that's quiet, that's comfortable for you, and actually, this is an important thing to remember, in August, that's cool. We sleep mm-hmm. better when the room is cooler. And, you know, of course, the mattress, the pillows, especially as you get older, having those things so that you really feel comfortable in bed makes a difference.
A lot of people were talking about restless leg syndrome for a while there. It was like there were ads for things you could do for your restless leg syndrome. What is it?
Well, it's this movement disorder where you have the urge to move your legs when you're at rest, and it's usually worse in the evening and at night, and it can make it very hard to fall asleep. Sometimes people find that they wake up because their legs are twitching at night, and I think the first thing is that sometimes it's due to an iron deficiency, and so it actually is worth doing a blood test and being sure that your iron is normal, that your ferritin is normal. And if not, correcting those things. Magnesium, which is a neuromuscular relaxant in addition to being a mineral, but a lot of us are short on magnesium. We tend to get it in vegetables and fruits, and since not everybody eats as many as they ought, many, many Americans are actually low on their magnesium. And so taking magnesium as a supplement can sometimes help dramatically.
It certainly helped me because I did have at one point a little bit of that restless leg syndrome on occasion, and I did up the magnesium and it did help, knock on wood.
That's fabulous. Sometimes there is an osteopathic medicine solution. People can sometimes have some kind of structural thing going on that can contribute. And then there's a Qigong exercise that one of our faculty teaches that's called toe tapping, where you twist your legs beginning at the hip and you internally rotate them so that the big toes kind of smack together. And you do that repeatedly. And that toe tapping exercise can sometimes be of help as well.
Any supplements that can be taken to relax you before you go to sleep, or in particular perhaps a hot tea of some kind?
Well, absolutely. So you mentioned tea, and chamomile tea is certainly known to be helpful there. I think there's some other lovely teas out there. There's a tea called Stress Relief. That's a kava tea that can be very lovely to use at bedtime. There are some other dietary supplements that people use. One of them is an herb called valerian. Valerian is a very safe herb that's been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years. The important thing to know about valerian, though, is it tends to work better over time. So you shouldn't really give up on it until you've tried it for about 3 weeks. And you're going to need a dose somewhere between 600 and 900 milligrams, which means you'll probably have to take several capsules of whichever capsule you purchase.
Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us. This is the Buckmaster Show contributor on health, and we're glad she is with us. You mentioned kava in that tea for a while there. Kava got there was a lot of bad publicity surrounding
yes,
it.
Yes, it did. Yeah. There were some people who had adverse side effects with it. It is not a factor with the tea, which is a water extract of the plant. It is something we have to worry about, dietary supplements and potential side effects. I think we also really need to worry about the side effects of prescription sleep aids. A lot of people, especially, again, as they get older, metabolize some of these medicines, the benzodiazepines, really slowly. And they can last in your system sometimes for as many as, 30 to 60 hours. And so they can have this cumulative effect. And people sometimes trip or fall. Their cognitive function is sometimes affected. So if you're going to use a prescription sleep medicine, it's really important, I think, to use one that's been set aside for sleep, so more of the Ambiens and Sonatas that actually have a very short half-life and will mostly be out of your body by the time you wake up in the morning. And none of those are intended for long-term use. And so we also really need to get to the root of why is it that you're not sleeping well? Are you stressed? Are there ways you can manage your stress better, whether using relaxation techniques, guided imagery, meditation, progressive muscle relaxation, even writing things down, journaling, getting them out of your system in that way so that you're more relaxed when you go to bed. Is that something that will help you? Do you have a problem like sleep apnea or something that you actually have to have a sleep study? Does your partner say that you snore really loudly, that you have periods of apnea, which are pauses where you don't breathe for some time and then sort of come back to breathing with almost like a snort? Do you have sleep apnea? That has to be addressed in a way very differently from what we've talked about till now.
We were talking about the alarm clock, and if you're having a night, and we've all had them, a sleepless night, probably the worst thing in the world is every 5 minutes looking at the clock.
Absolutely. I agree. So, you know, another one of those sleep hygiene things is turn that clock away. You know, don't be monitoring the minutes. And also from an environmental perspective, it's better not to have that little electromagnetic field near your head for hours each night. So move that clock a bit away. I have a couple of books I really like, too,
Real
for anyone
quickly.
Who's interested. There's a wonderful book written by one of our faculty members, Dr. Ruben Nyman, called Healing Night.
I've interviewed him.
Yes, so it has a very different
Healing
perspective
night.
On night consciousness.
Is there another one you want to?
Yes,
quickly.
More of a historical book, At Day's Close by Roger Ekrich. Very interesting about how we have thought about sleep over the ages.
Dr. Mazes, have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The FBI says it doesn't know what prompted today's shooting at the Washington headquarters of the Family Research Council. An armed man walked into the building and was confronted by a security guard, whom he shot in the arm before the guard and others wrestled the man to the ground. He's now being questioned by the FBI and local police. A jury has found a California man guilty of murdering five people who had fatal heart attacks after he deliberately started a blaze that ballooned into a massive wildfire. The Air Force says an unmanned experimental aircraft suffered a control failure the other day during an attempt to fly at six times the speed of sound. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 6 points. The NASDAQ is up 12. The S&P is 1 point higher. More details at srnnews.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including five major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than two dozen on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at NobleHopsPub.com and on Facebook.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on 1234 on this midweek edition. Democrat Ron Barber Congressman, joining us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Congressman, how are you today?
I'm really well, thank you. It's really great to be back with you, Bill.
2 months on the job. How's the first 2 months gone?
Well, it's gone really well, and I'm just continued to every day be thankful for the honor that the people of this district bestowed upon me by electing me to be their voice in Washington. I'm very just deeply honored and grateful for that opportunity to serve the public in another way. I've been in public service most of my adult life, and this is just an incredible chance to serve even in another important way.
You were on the job and on the job 2 months and having to campaign now. Matt Hines, State Representative Dr. Matt Hines, is running against you in the newly drawn Congressional District Number 2. Dr. Hines was with us on the show yesterday. He was outlining some of the issues important to this campaign as far as he's concerned. What are at the top of your agenda, Congressman?
Well, as I said during the campaign, I'm serving in the same way that I said I would in terms of the issues that are important. First and foremost, I'm very concerned about middle-class families in the district. They have been squeezed by wage stagnation, unemployment, and even underemployment when they get jobs. Foreclosures, as you well know, are one of the highest in the nation. We need to do more with both legislation and funding appropriations to help middle-class families, and or certainly our tax policies need to recognize that they are really hurting, and we can't ask them to sacrifice anymore. They've already sacrificed a lot. So that's the overriding issue. Then, of course, I'm very concerned about the future of Medicare, I should say, and Social Security, also Medicaid. But the programs that people who have invested in all of their lives come to depend on when they retire must be there, and we have to ensure that we have long-term solvency of those two programs. I'm concerned about our veterans who are returning home from Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as those that have served in previous wars and conflicts. The new veterans coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury really need to get full attention and service. We cannot do to them what we unfortunately did to the Vietnam veterans, which was neglect their needs, and many of them ended up in a homeless situation. We can't let that happen again. I'm concerned, obviously, about jobs and the creation of jobs in our community, because the more people that go back to work, the more things that we can do to ensure the long-term solvency of Social Security and Medicare. And people need to be able to have a reasonable income and living. And we can, I believe, build on the foundation we have here in Southern Arizona with high-tech, bioscience, and solar jobs, and making sure that we work closely with the University of Arizona to move some of the inventions and prototypes quickly to market so we can have more jobs, and getting the construction industry back to work. Also, we have, as you well know, Bill, two major military installations in the district, Fort Huachuca and Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and even though it's just outside of the district lines, I've worked very closely with the 162nd Wing of the Air National Guard. In addition to being important elements in our national security, which we must look out for, they are very critical economic drivers in our Southern Arizona economy, particularly Fort Huachuca, which is really the major economic driver in Cochise County. So those are the issues, and there are many others that fall within them, but those are the ones that I said I would go to work for, and that's what I'm doing in Congress. I'm on the House Armed Services Committee, and I'm also on the Homeland Security Committee, which allows me to really fight hard to make sure that we have strong border security measures in place to protect and provide safety to the people who live and work along the border.
You were on the border, I think, was it Monday that you went down to the border? Yeah, and shortly after you were sworn into office, you voted for legislation that would help the Border Patrol pursue smugglers who operate on land along the U.S.-Mexico border. Your opponent has been very critical of that vote that you took.
I voted for that bill because, as I said during the campaign and as I've worked on during my 5.5 years as Congresswoman Gifford's district director, my major assignment from her was to be on top of border security measures. When I campaigned for office, I said I was going to do everything I could to make sure that border security was enforced and supported, and I voted for a bill that does that. Now, the bill itself, I think, is overreaching. But when you work on the floor of the Congress, you don't get to vote maybe. You get to vote yes or no. And in that particular case, I voted yes because the bill did contain important border security measures. What I would have preferred is if I'd been allowed, as other members wanted as well, to introduce amendments to reduce the distance from the border that was going to be exempted, because we really have to make sure that we don't overreach, and this bill, I believe, went too far. And I'm hopeful that when it comes back, if it comes back from the Senate, the distance from the border will be no more than what we already allow access on private property, which is 25 miles. And that would be much more reasonable. It isn't an either-or situation. To protect our environment and to have border security, we can have both. We just have to be smart about it and work together to make sure that we're protecting the environment, even as we do things that are important for border security. Both can be done, and that's what I want to pursue, as I have in the past.
Congressman Ron Barber is with us on The Buckmaster Show, and you mentioned veterans earlier in this interview. A lot of veterans worried about these cuts, these automatic cuts that might take effect after the first of the year, also to the Defense Department. I know General Wickham, John Wickham, who is a regular guest on this program, is very concerned about those looming cuts. Are you concerned?
Absolutely. You know, after people have served their country in uniform, the least they can expect from us is that we provide full support in their years as veterans in terms of health care and services that they need to have good lives, including transition to new careers and work. The new GI Bill is an example of that. We cannot let the advances we've made in funding for Veterans Affairs be cut back by this sequestration vote, or sequestration bill, I should say, which, if we allow it to stay in place, would cut 10% across the board of every agency, including the Department of Defense, domestic programs, Veterans Affairs, and all the rest. Cannot be done. We have to go back and do a much better job of looking for programs within each federal agency that are not effective and eliminate them, that are duplicative and bring them together. And we'd have to go after fraud and waste and other things. We have to have new revenue sources so we can actually balance this budget in a fair way. It cannot be undone on the backs of seniors or veterans or people who are vulnerable in our community. So I'm against any cuts in the Veterans Affairs budget, because we owe it to our veterans to stay the course and make sure that they get the services they deserve.
What surprised you most about going back to Washington in your 2 months so far? Has there been something that's really stood out?
Well, I think it's not well noticed by the press, because we tend to get stories about Congress being in gridlock, and it is, and people not working together, and it actually is true on the major issues. But here's what I found in person. I found a lot of congeniality. I've certainly been welcomed by the Democratic caucus, but I've also been welcomed by members of the Republican caucus. And when I ran for office, and what I believe is important to do in Congress is to find ways to come up with bipartisan solutions to the problems of our country. I believe that's what the citizens of Southern Arizona sent me to do, and I'm very pleased I found willing partners on both sides of the aisle to do that. In fact, I've introduced two bills in the 2 months I've been in Congress that are bipartisan bills. One that would protect veterans from scams that would take away some of their assets in retirement years, and the other to ensure that the federal agencies involved with border security collaborate more than they have, and that they work closely with the government of Mexico to make sure that we go after these transnational criminals that are bringing murder to Mexico and to our country. So that, I found that there is a willingness to cross the aisle and to do things in a bipartisan way on issues that relate, I think, to both caucuses, such as Veterans Affairs and border security. And I hope there'll be more. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to come together on the big issues, like the tax policy or sequestration or how we can actually balance the budget, until after the presidential election, the election for all of us, in fact. And then I think we'll see maybe some action, but perhaps not even until the new Congress is seated in January. But we have to come together. We cannot continue this gridlock. And I've at least found a number of Republicans who want to do that, and I'm hoping more will come into office after November.
On a personal note for you, you must be very gratified that Congresswoman Giffords is back in town.
Oh, it's wonderful to have the Congresswoman back in Tucson. I know how much she loves this community, as I think we all do, but she's just very fond of the place she grew up in and went to school in and represented for almost three terms in Congress. You know, this is her town. And while she's been getting excellent rehabilitation services in Houston, she's always wanted to come home and be here, and now she's here. And I just think it's going to be a great boost to her morale, although her morale has always been pretty high, as I've seen it. But it's just great. So she can go to the places that she loves so much in town without having to come here occasionally. We're delighted she's back, and I think I stand with virtually everybody in our community to say, welcome home, Gabby.
The next time you talk with her, please give her my regards, will you?
I will, of course, absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Congressman Ron Barber, where can folks get more about your campaign?
Well, they can come to my office, which is at 3400 East Speedway, we have staff there pretty much all the time, 7 days a week. They can go on my website, ronbarberforcongress.com, and we'd be delighted to talk with them about issues. We'd welcome their volunteer help and any other help they want to give. We're running a very vigorous campaign, as we did in the first instance. My effort right now is to be strong in my work as a member of Congress to do the job I was sent to do. And if I do it well, I hope people will hire me back to do it for 2 more years. I certainly want to do that and represent this district that I love so much.
Can you take a quick question from a Bisbee listener?
Of course.
Okay, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line.
Hi, real quickly, are you in favor of pension reform? Because it's been proven to cripple many a budget in different cities.
Well, could you be more specific about it in terms of you talking about pension reform for public employees?
Public employees, yes. The initial pension form in the first Congress was just for military.
Well, you know, when people go to work in either a private or a public sector position, and they are given some assurances of what they're going to get, both in terms of salary and pension and health care, I think that's a promise that we've made that we should keep. And I'm really concerned about efforts to backpedal on that. We've seen it in the private sector, and we've seen some people wanting to do it in the public sector as well. You know, I think people work hard, and they invest. You know, pensions don't just come from the employee, or employer, I should say. The employee pays in as well. So this is a double investment that goes with the job, and we need to keep the promises that we have made to people. Now, I think we obviously know that there's a looming problem across the board in terms of how do we afford to keep the doors open in city, county, state, and federal government. We have to take a look at other ways to make those to solve those problems. But I don't want to solve it on the backs of people who have worked hard.
Thanks a lot, Congressman. Have a great day.
You bet. Thank you, Bill.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA,
Delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Kolb Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
$12.51 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Coming up in the fall, lots going on, including Pick-A-Rama. The free music festival returns to Silver City the weekend of September the 7th. Great accommodations in the area, including Little Toad Creek Inn and Pinos Altos Cabins and Silver City KOA. More information at southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, as we do every month, nutrition reporter Jack Challen. Jack joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to be back on, Bill.
Hey, if you're feeling like a summer cold is coming on, should you reach for the zinc?
You know, this sort of goes back and forth with the research, and we're talking specifically about zinc lozenges, which you can buy at health food stores and drug stores. But the latest weigh-in comes from a group of Canadian doctors who analyzed 17 studies, around 1,200 people who took zinc lozenges or placebos. And what they found was that the lozenges worked for adults, not for kids. And the discrepancy could be because maybe the kids didn't take them the right way. You know, there's a tendency to chew lozenges rather than just let them dissolve. And the key here is let them dissolve in the mouth.
Jack Challen is with us. He is the nutrition reporter, and he publishes a very popular independent newsletter that reports on vitamin, mineral, and food therapies. That comes out every month, doesn't it, Jack?
Yes, it does.
Jack is also the author of more than 20 books, including his latest, No More Fatigue. What about alcohol and sugar combo, hurting blood sugar?
Well, you know, we know that too much alcohol isn't good for us, and we know that too much sugar is not good for us. But when you take them together, kind of like at the same meal, you know, let's say you're out having a couple of beers and then you have a sweet tooth, so you look for a piece of dessert, that really does turn into a double whammy in terms of blood sugar. And the big picture is, roughly 100 million Americans have some type of prediabetes. So this is a big, big issue. So you know, you want to have a beer, fine. You want to have a dessert, fine. Don't overdo and don't have them at the same time.
Yeah, like maybe that after dinner cognac with one of those double chocolate cheesecakes might not be the best thing in the world.
Yeah, we might have to change some of our eating habits there.
Hey, maybe Popeye was right when it comes to spinach, huh?
Isn't this cute? This was a mouse study, but I think it's relevant to people. One of the constituents of spinach is something called nitrite. And what these researchers did was add nitrite to the drinking water of laboratory mice. Seems a little strange, but it basically increased the activity of proteins involved in strengthening muscles. So rather than add nitrate, nitrite, I would go for the spinach. And we're talking about a pretty modest amount, 200 to 300 grams of spinach. You know, that might be a cup of raw spinach before you cook it down or sauté it.
How about, you know, we talk, it seems like, every visit with you every month talking about the omega-3s. And maybe the DHA might help with create some better memories.
Yeah, and you know, the two big omega-3s we find in fish oils are DHA and EPA. And DHA seems to have a more positive effect in terms of memory. And this study looked at DHA levels after supplementation. Again, it was a mouse study, but it has relevance to people. And DHA levels in a part of the brain called the hippocampus, which is responsible for memory, increased by 30%.
Wow.
Now, if you look at the market in terms of supplements out there, some are higher in DHA. You know, you have memory problems. That's the type of supplements to look for. If you have inflammation issues, arthritis, things like that, I'd look for a higher EPA-type supplement.
Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter on The Buckmaster Show. Jack, I have a friend who has been having some of those very typical kind of the regurgitation kind of issues. And I have recommended to this friend, based on some personal experience, something called DHL. Do you like that supplement?
It's okay. I guess the first thing that comes to mind would be getting some licorice supplements at the health food store, not using it as an excuse to have licorice candy because it doesn't have enough of the active ingredients, but that should help with some digestive issues.
Yeah, I thought that isn't DHL isn't it a licorice supplement? Maybe I've got it wrong, but I thought it was DHL.
Yeah, and it's what you're referring to is a specific type of licorice supplement, and that's the thing to take.
L-tryptophan, associated usually with a turkey dinner, making you feel lethargic. It could help some, speaking of stomach issues.
Yeah, and this was a really kind of a fascinating and unexpected study. L-tryptophan is an amino acid, meaning that it's a constituent of protein. So if you have a piece of chicken or a steak, you're getting L-tryptophan. And it seems to regulate our intestinal bacteria in a positive way. And up to this point, most people really thought about L-tryptophan being helpful for depression, helping with sleep disorders. So this opens up a whole new area. And I think it's really fascinating.
Where can people get the Nutrition Reporter newsletter?
I've got a whole year's worth of issues free up on my website, nutritionreporter.com. There are subscription forms up there. We produce it the old-fashioned way. We print it and mail it out.
Jack Chalom, have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. Coming up tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Guests include Tucson Chamber President and CEO Mike Varney will be with the guys, and outdoor author Deb Ferns. And coming up at 4 this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And a big shout out to our friends at Culligan Water. We have come to just love this particular water. Bottled water on our program, exclusively Culligan products, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products. Folks, Culligan water, it just simply tastes better. That's going to do it for the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Hope you're having a good day, and I hope it gets better for you. We will be back here tomorrow at 12:04 with our Thursday edition of Buckmaster. Have a great day.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.